Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. Governor Greitens announces hundreds of new Missouri National Guard jobs. Brian Howsworth reports.
Elisa, Missouri Governor Eric Greitens was here at the Jefferson City Memorial Airport today to announce 800 new jobs in the Missouri Army, primarily in transportation companies. The transportation battalions will be going into Fredericktown. They'll be going into Bridgeton, to Columbia, as well as Anderson and Monett, and a military police company in Lebanon and Rolla. The governor says this 800 job announcement is a $15 million economic impact.
The trash talking has ramped up with today's official announcement by Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley that he is running for the U.S. Senate. Hawley, a Republican, has made his video announcement by taking a jab at Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill.
She's turned her back on farmers. She's ignored working families. She's been wrong on every Supreme Court nominee for the last 11 years. She doesn't represent us.
In a separate video, Navy veteran and fellow Republican candidate Courtland Sykes is trying to position himself as the most conservative candidate.
You are a proven promise breaker, Josh Hawley, abandoning your job and duty of office to become a rhino errand boy for McConnell and Danforth. To the Trump agenda, you and McCaskill are one and the same animal. Greedy, deceptive, and dishonorable.
Other Republican candidates include retired Air Force pilot Tony Minetti of Warrensburg and former Libertarian Austin Peterson of Kansas City. A lawsuit has been filed that challenges tougher abortion regulations passed during a special legislative session this year. Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union are suing the state for a provision that makes abortion doctors be the consenting physician 72 hours before the procedure is done. State House Republican Nate Walker is questioning whether public funds should be used for the construction and maintenance of NFL facilities in Missouri. The Kirksville representative thinks public funding is at risk of being misused when player demonstrations are permitted at games.
The NFL has an obligation to sort through and make sure that they conduct themselves in a way that's honoring our flag, honoring our country. People have First Amendment rights, but those rights sometimes have to be tempered a little bit differently when you go into the workplace.
Walker says when Missouri first conceived the idea of publicly funding NFL stadiums, nobody thought the league would put political protest ahead of good business. Washington University in St. Louis is waiving its $75 application fee to low-income prospective students effective immediately. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch says the move is aimed at helping the campus draw more students from modest means. This is Missouri Net News.